And welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Darrell's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Darrell's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Darrell's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Darrell's Auto Service, member ASA. Darrell's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Darrell's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute. Doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care in the Central Louisiana region, providing state-of-the-art technology for patients. LACVT specializes in surgical treatment of heart, vascular, and lung disorders. When patients need evaluation or surgery for cardiovascular health concerns, there's more to consider than their physical health. Dr. Jones and Dr. DeWitt are involved, personable physicians who give patients the time and attention they need. Our team's expertise, combined with our commitment to outstanding patient care, means that physicians in our area can refer patients to LACVT with confidence. For more information, 318-442-0106 or www.lacvt.com.
On Saturday, October 20th, 2012, in downtown Alexandria, it will be a day different from any other. A day when thousands make an extraordinary impact. Step by step, we will race towards the end of breast cancer forever. You can be a part of this day by signing up right now for the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure. Join the movement that started it all and Team OPT. For your mother, sister, wife, your daughter, or friend, and know that 75% of the money we raise stays right here in our community. Whether you run, walk, or stroll, discover with every step your power to change the world. Join the Susan G. Komen Sinlaw Race for the Cure movement and make a difference. Together, we promise to end breast cancer. Impact, make one. Go to KOMENSinlaw.org and register today.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012. Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in this Monday morning, this crisp, cool Monday morning, October the 8th. We welcome you to the OPT Network. And if your morning is just getting started, you're starting your brand new work week and school week. It's 7:38 a.m. And so this morning, as every morning, we like to remind you about those school buses, those school kids standing by school bus stops and those crossing zones. They're in effect until 9 o'clock. And you know, every single morning, we try to remind you about school buses and school kids. And this weekend, I picked up the journal and I saw that there had been a 3-bus accident that sent 11 students to the hospital in Avoyelles Parish. A total of 110 students were on 3 buses. And so these are the kind of things that we try to avoid happening, but they're happening. And so we want to remind school bus drivers as well to be careful. We want to just pray that all of the kids and all of the drivers were okay. It seems like nothing was too serious, but it was indeed a 3-bus accident. And so in the mornings, especially on Monday mornings, when you're trying to get there safely. Now, this accident actually happened last Tuesday afternoon. And according to Officer Scott Morrow of the State Police Troop E, he said the accident was reported at about 3:10 p.m. as 4 buses were heading from Plocheville to Moraville. And the accident was on the Plocheville side, he says, of the bridge crossing Bayou de Glace. And so Wilford Ducote, the bus transportation supervisor for the Avoyelles Parish School Board, told the school board members that in the meeting Tuesday evening that allegedly the accident involved a truck pulling a cattle trailer trying to turn left into a private drive. But nevertheless, it just was a bad situation. I know parents were afraid, kids were afraid, and it's bad for all. So if you're traveling in this morning, and you know, we're not here to remind you about the afternoons, but also remember that those school zones are in effect in the afternoons as well. So it would do you good to slow down, make sure that you stay engaged. And I was talking to someone on yesterday that said, you know, it is so easy to get distracted when you're traveling in, if you're using a cell phone, and you, especially if you're not used to traveling behind school buses, they are making frequent stops. Kids are jumping on and off the bus. And so we want to remind you to be careful. Be careful. Watch out for those kids who are not necessarily watching out for themselves, and watch out for your fellow drivers on the road. It's just those times that we've got to really, really press in and be careful. We hope that you had a great, great weekend. We certainly did. And we'll tell you a little bit about that. But as many of you well know, the third annual Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure is coming up October the 20th. And this morning, we're going to be talking more about the race. We're going to tell you how you can join the race, how you can sign up for the race, and how you can connect to this incredible movement. And you know, yesterday was Sunday Night Football, and many of you who are Saints fans watched the football game last night and saw Drew Brees and the Saints get their very first victory of the season. But what I loved most, DC, about watching football this weekend, not only College Day football, but NFL football, is I love that everybody is getting pinked out this October. And the dome was beautiful, beautiful, beautifully lit in pink lights last night. So it was really something to see, and we want to say congratulations to Drew Brees, D.C., for eclipsing the marks of 47 consecutive games with a touchdown. He passed Johnny Unitas.
Yeah.
And it was something to see.
It absolutely was.
You know, and so we've been kind of concerned about our Saints. All those Houdat Nations wondering if the Saints were going to be able to pull it out. It was a really, really close game, and we've seen the Saints just lose it in those close games. The score was 31-24 in case you went to bed before it was over, but we want to say kudos to the Saints for pinking out the Superdome. Wasn't it a beautiful sight to see, DC?
Yes, it was, and the whole NFL is doing an absolutely wonderful job making people aware of the disease, breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
They've partnered with the Cancer Foundation and the Breast Cancer Foundation to be a part of being the change that they want to see in this fight against breast cancer. And you would think, you know, a institution such as the NFL that's mostly male dominated, for the most part, it is a male dominated institution.
No doubt.
Come out in favor of helping women in this fight against breast cancer. It really is something to see.
And you know, that's what I love the most, because on this journey, since we have been on this journey, we have really talked about the love and the compassion that men have shown, in that they have been some of the largest givers. They have been some of the most compassionate. And then when we see it in the NFL, like you said, it's a male-driven business.
Absolutely.
They are all pinked out. Everybody's got their pink ribbons on. All of the broadcasters and the athletes are, you know, showing their support with pink armbands. Some even had pink cleats. You know, it's just incredible to see. And so we're asking you to get involved in this movement. It is not too late. We're going to tell you more about how you can do it, how you can go on the website and connect with our team. You can, I don't know if it's too late to start your own team, but you can sign up to walk.
Absolutely.
And as we talk about pink, DC, before we go to the break, I want to talk about what an incredible sight it was to see last Friday at Cabrini Hospital, to see those balloons released in honor of survivorship and those people that had gone on to be
fallen loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It was absolutely an incredibly moving ceremony, and just great to see, great to hear those stories of survivorship and women fighting back, saying, hell no.
Hell no.
Hell no. You know what? It's the start of a brand new work week. Last week is over. Tomorrow is not here yet. So remember, as you're driving in, as you're getting ready to get your week started, you can have what you say. And yes, if you say what you want to have, I almost guarantee you it's going to be a great, great day. So we hope that your Monday morning is off to a great start. Make sure that the kids have on some sort of light jacket. It is cool outside, and it is football season and football weather, finally. Everybody, you're on point. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back on the other side of this break.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern. Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What?
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hickson has it.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner.
Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. With one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Brayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Brayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Brayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of One Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Laurie DeSell with the American Heart Association, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas and the OPT Network for helping us in the fight against heart disease in women and the Go Red for Women campaign. Thank you, Team OPT, for helping us in the fight against heart disease.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to this Monday morning. It's October 8th, and if your morning is just getting started, your great new work week, it's 7:51 a.m. We want to remind you throughout the show, please, please be careful. Slow down. Get there safely. Make sure that you're staying engaged. And I don't know about you, but I personally have made it a concerted effort to stay off of the cell phone while I'm driving. It's nothing that is that important that you can't wait until you get to a safe place to send that text or make that phone call. And you know what? One bad decision can change the course of a lot of lives. So be careful this morning as you're driving in on this Monday morning. Now, this is what I want to do. I want to remind you that this segment of the OPT Network, well, it's sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. And also, like a good neighbor, your State Farm agent, Rusa Fields, is serving Rapides and surrounding areas, Rapides Parish, and all the outlying areas. And you can phone Rusa and her team at 318-487-1881. And we've got a lot to catch up on this morning because the race is winding down, the race date. Remember, it's October 20th, and here's how you can, this is the last week really pretty much to register online.
Absolutely.
And so let me do this, DC. Let me give our office address. We're located at 3717, that's 3717 Government Street, suite number 2, right here in Alexandria. The zip is 71302, and you can phone us at any time at our office at 318-445-5658. Now, we have had many people that have come by the office, many people that are calling the office that need and want to get registered, and we're going to tell you a little bit more about that because it can be a little bit tricky if you're registering more than one person. So give me a minute and I'll tell you about that, DC, but I would be so remiss if we did not say congratulations to Pastor Chris Augustine and First Lady Rose Augustine, D.C., yeah, celebrating 26 years,
26 years
of service at his church, Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. And we went down to celebrate. We kind of surprised them, and we went down there to celebrate his 26th anniversary because he is a man that has come into our lives, D.C.
Yes.
And we absolutely call he and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church friend and partner.
Absolutely. And it was an excellent opportunity for us to go back down down to Cottonport and sow into some what I believe is excellent ground.
Absolutely.
You know, of course, here at On Point Talk, we like to give. We try to give to everything. But when people give to us and to our foundations and what we're trying to raise money for, I just cannot wait to go back and give to what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I made it my business to be at the anniversary and not only be there, but be there with a love offering.
Absolutely.
I had to take Reverend Augustine, his love offering personally.
Absolutely.
And put it in his hand myself.
And what we didn't.
Because I want to sow into that ground. And that's good ground right there.
And what we didn't really realize, D.C., is that Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church has designated every fourth Sunday to breast cancer.
Absolutely.
And all of the proceeds that they pick up every fourth Sunday, they send to us.
Absolutely.
To the foundation.
To the foundation. And as he said on yesterday, there's a lot of people suffering. There's people in his church suffering. It may not be from breast cancer, but it's all different types of cancers. And you got to choose something. And he chose breast cancer. And, you know, I think he's to be commended for that. He and the whole congregation over there. And I just so enjoyed the gentleman, Davis Johnson, who is the deacon over there, who spoke on yesterday. He did an absolutely wonderful job of explaining what they do at the church.
Absolutely.
And being the right arm of Pastor Augustine and Miss Teresa. They just were glowing yesterday as they put on their pastor's anniversary, and people from all over the parish. The church was packed. It was standing room only. And it's a beautiful church, and it was a beautiful day for it.
Was it?
It was an absolutely beautiful day for a church anniversary, and we enjoyed the food, the fellowship, everything that they had going on there. It was just absolutely a spirit of excellence on it. Congratulations, New Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church in Cottonport, Louisiana, on Ducote Lane. Y'all did that.
Absolutely. They are... definitely
absolutely
to be commended. Jerusalem Missionary. It's Jerusalem.
Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church.
Absolutely. And so we were happy to be a part of that. And, you know, yesterday when we were driving home from the church, I thought of Pastor Augustine and First Lady Rose Augustine and talked about how really they invigorated our movement.
Absolutely.
Because had it not been for Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, the fund would have actually started this year in the red
at zero. Absolutely.
Because every single dollar that we raised, we wrote a check and we gave it to the foundation, every single dollar. And so his largesse, his kindness, his generosity, his love of humanity,
absolutely,
is what helped us. Because many people that heard the show know that we were having our own health challenges.
Yes.
And so this year it was particularly hard for us to get started. And so God knew that it would be hard for us. It would be a challenge for us, but that we would pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and we would say, hell no. Right. But he had that cushion there that Pastor Augustine and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church had sent faithfully.
Absolutely.
Every single month.
And, you know, I knew, you know, Pastor Augustine has, you know, he's been here on the show. We've had the opportunity to see him. He was over at Threads. He shocked us that, because he was at Threads and he prayed over the whole event.
Yes, he did.
And when you meet him, you know, you may have some kind of preconceived idea of who he is. But the man is just filled with love. And you can see how others gravitate to him. It is amazing to see that, you know, that there's a gift of God inside of him because of the way others respond to him. And then it's infectious. You start to appreciate this guy is just a fine fellow. And a really, you know, after being married to Miss Rose for 31 years and being over there at the church for 26 years. He said the only thing that changed about him is his suits are nicer and he's giving better words.
Absolutely.
I thought that was great.
I did too.
He's growing.
And you know what I thought? You know what I thought was really great, DC? I thought the fact that he called for a Voiles Parish, the pastors, the congregations, the churches. I love the fact that in love, he called them to task and he said, we got to do better. We got to come together. And you know, he's not just talking about it, but he is about it. And one of the last things that I personally want to say about the word that we received that stands and will continue to stand with us is that the race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but to the one that keeps holding on. And I hope that that is a word for somebody this morning, See, it doesn't matter how swift you are. It doesn't matter how strong you are.
Right.
But if you just keep standing, keep holding on, in due season, you're going to win.
Absolutely. And something else that he said that just clings to me that I really love, because I am truly a person who, you know, I can tell you what I did. I can tell you what works for me. But I can't tell you what to do in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to, you know, be that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said was, all he does is preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
And he lets the word do the work.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if it's somebody in his church and they're not married, he feels no need to go tell them, hey, you need to get married.
But wait a minute.
The word.
But wait a minute. He says shacking.
Yeah, shacking. The word is dealing with them. He said, I let the word deal mm-hmm. with them. And some time back, he said he had 5 weddings in his Simsport church at one time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that's just saying a lot, because it's hard to tell, especially people like me, it's hard to tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
I can follow your example, but just to come barking at me, barking orders and this and that, I don't really respond to that well. And I know a lot of people don't. And so I really like the way that he does that.
Mm-hmm.
He just say, what thus saith the Lord, and you get in where you fit in and do it how you need to do it.
Right, and let the word work.
Absolutely.
And so, in other words, really what he was saying is there is no condemnation. He's just preaching the word, and he lets the word take effect and take hold.
Right, and if you're feeling that he's saying that you should get married, it's not him saying it. It's the word saying
mm-hmm.
it. I'm not saying it. I'm just saying what the word says, and we should be doing what the word say do.
Absolutely.
We should.
Absolutely. And then before we leave Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, we just want to let all of the listeners know that we will be back at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. We have been invited to speak on the fourth Sunday, which is October the 28th.
Right.
And so we will be there at 8 a.m., I think.
Yeah, it's an early service.
It's an early service. And we look forward to having another incredible time to talk about not only what the word says,
right,
but to talk about what God wants for each and every one of us and each and every one of our lives.
We absolutely enjoy fellowshipping with you guys.
We did.
I'm going to tell you, I was telling Carlette, it took me back because, you know, we were raised Second Union Baptist Church. I was.
Mm-hmm.
What was your church?
Hayesville.
What's the name of it?
Now, if you wouldn't have put me on the spot,
I know my
church. Yes.
Second Union Baptist Church in Barton.
St. Joseph, First St. Joseph.
they were going to call and smoke you.
Oh, I know it.
I wasn't expecting
that.
You know, and my grandmother just loved that. And, you know, she raised me, Beatrice Sweezy from Barton, Louisiana, who went on to be with the Lord in 1983. But we worshiped that Second Union Baptist Church, and I'm going to tell you, it looks like, you know, now the church was sort of used to be back then. It seemed like it was a little bit more sad
mm-hmm.
for some reason. But, you know, yesterday they were rejoicing.
Oh, yeah.
And the choir from here. What's the name of the choir from here?
I think that was Pastor Dunkley's choir.
Yeah,
oh, my goodness.
They did an outstanding job.
That's Mount Olive Baptist
Mount Olive.
Church.
Mount Olive came down to Cottonport and showed up. And showed how, you know, they did it. And one of the organ players, I really wanted to get his name.
I know, we didn't get
his name. I
don't know
if he's from the Cottonport Church or the
Mount Olive
Church, uh-huh. but man, he played that organ he put it down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, he ministered.
Oh, he ministered. He's mm-hmm. definitely a minister of music.
Without opening his mouth.
Absolutely. He had us rocking. So,
oh,
you know,
yeah.
to actually be in that, you know, and I took a class called Sociology of Religion, and they call the Holy Ghost or the Spirit field, they call it the sacred potent stuff. The sacred potent stuff, and the sacred potent stuff was in there.
It was
the
in
Holy
the
Ghost was rocking.
It was in there.
Because we had a ball.
Absolutely.
You know how sometimes you go to church and you're like, man, I'll be glad when it's over kind of feeling?
It flew by.
I didn't get that feeling the whole time I was in there.
It was an incredible program.
Wow, it's over already?
Mm-hmm. It was an incredible program.
And
we cannot thank the people at Jerusalem Missionary
Baptist
Church for inviting us. And for making us feel so welcome.
Absolutely.
So welcome. So we will be again on the 28th, and we'll remind you. And we want to invite everybody from surrounding areas to up to Cottonport, Louisiana. They do it like no other.
They do it.
And to join us on that fourth Sunday, it is going to be a hallelujah good time. We're going to talk about some facts. We're going to talk about the Word. And we want to thank again, D.C., Pastor Augustine and First Lady Rose Augustine for inviting us to come and to speak at their church about something that we are so passionate about.
Absolutely. And for the first time, we had the opportunity to meet First Lady Rose Augustine.
Mm-hmm.
And she is a very beautiful lady, very pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
And now we see Pastor Augustine where it all comes.
Hey, but were you amazed at how many pastors had shown up?
Man, they had some ministers there.
Yeah, they had a church full.
Well, our homeboy pastors was there, Pastor Greg Jackson and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Fine folks
down from Avoyelles Parish.
Absolutely.
And we got a chance to see a lot of the home people from Avoyelles Parish.
Pastor Parit,
mm-hmm,
who's also going to be helping us in the fight against breast cancer.
So it was an all-around good time. And again, we cannot say thank you enough, Pastor Augustine, for leading the way, for being an absolute groundbreaker in helping Team OPT to be the change that we all want to see in fighting breast cancer. And we just can't say thank you enough and how much it has meant that somebody that just simply heard us talking about it on the radio,
absolutely,
decided that he would help. And that's what it's about. It's about the movement. And you remember on Friday, I said, we're all zeros. Well, I got to tell you where that great quote comes from. It comes from a man called Reinhard Bonnke. And you might know him. He is an evangelist that evangelizes literally the world. He said, you know what? We're all zeros. But when we put the one,
the omnipotent one,
in front, we become a 10. And if many, many zeros line up together and we put the one in front, I believe that we will be infinitely great. There will be no limits to what we can do together. And so,
absolutely.
And so this morning, DC, we're going to be asking people to show up, to show out, to register for this race in absolute record numbers, to pink this city out in a way that it has not yet been pinked out.
Absolutely. And we just would like to say a heartfelt thank you to Pastor Augustine, First Lady Rose Augustine, and the whole congregation and officers and congregation at New Jerusalem.
It's not Jerusalem new. You want to add the new.
Well, it seems new to me. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church. Y'all rock. Y'all keep doing what you're doing. We love y'all. And we expect to be fellowshipping with you guys a lot. Thanks a lot.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break here, but we'll be back right after this. Louisiana, the town of Cheneyville, is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, federal
Louisiana.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The credit union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get wired satellites powered by DirecTV now has your locals in HD.
In HD.
That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning
high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition
with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new Spicy Chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good.
for a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
We are a part of the very fabric of our community. In ways seen and unseen, we comfort and care for those who need us. We have combined people and technology to nurture the health of families for over a century. We are integrity, hope, resolve. From sickness to health, we have always been there, and we will continue to be there for you. We are Christa St. Francis Cabrini Hospital.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next. Blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the credit union with a heart, dedicated to excellence. And don't forget that you can stop by any of the three Heart of Louisiana Credit Union locations and pick up your memorabilia for this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. You can pick up those beautiful jeweled pink pendant ribbons for only $5. That donation is going, those donations are going directly to the Susan G. Komen Foundation, raising money. You can go in and you can purchase a pink ribbon in honor of someone that has gone home to be with the Lord or that is fighting right now. There are so many things that you can do to get involved with the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union and their movement to be the change that they want to see. You see, they also called and said, hey, we want some of those raffle tickets.
Absolutely. You can now get some of the mega raffle tickets at any one of the branches of Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. And let us not forget that Miss Loretta, who won the car last year, bought her ticket
at
the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union.
That's exactly right. So the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is being the change that they want to see.
Absolutely, they are.
And also, we want to remind you that they have those interest rates for financing a new or used vehicle as low, D.C., as 1.49%.
Next to nothing.
Next to nothing. That is until October 12th, so you got to hurry for that. Also, we want to thank Davis One Stop, who's also a proud sponsor of the OPT Network and partnering alongside the OPT.
Absolutely. Davis is pinking out their store. We passed by there yesterday. They've got the door pinked out with pink butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And they're doing just a host of things that you can go and be a part of and give your donation.
Absolutely. And then we want to thank McDonald's of Alexandria. Also, we want to thank Southern Heritage Bank, meeting the needs of this community. Focused, friendly, personal service. Choose what's right by choosing Southern Heritage Bank. Thank you, Southern Heritage Bank. Also, Get Wired Satellites, Jeremy Clary, Get HD for Life, plus so much more. All you've got to do is dial 318-767-2220 and McDonald's of Pineville. Also, pinking out the stores, D.C., in Pineville. So, you know what? If you are on the other side of the river, we want to remind you to stop in at the McDonald's when you go for lunch, for breakfast, or dinner, and make your dollar donation and pink out both of those locations.
Yes.
So we want to thank Ms. Johnny
Marks. Be the change.
For being the change that she wants to see in fighting breast cancer. Now, we have, DC, something, just switching gears for just a moment. We've got an incredible, incredible festival coming up in our town.
Seville.
Cheneyville, Louisiana is celebrating 200 200 years of history, their bicentennial.
Absolutely. And Mayor Reggie Allen, who is the leader of that town right now, wants you all to know that you are cordially invited to come and eat wonderful food and fellowship with them. That is, what, the 20th?
Mm-hmm. That's race day.
Like the spot says, there's no festival like a Cheneyville festival.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Cheneyville knows how to put it down. It's a festival there even when it's not a festival.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're
they always festive.
So we're super excited about having the mayor on point very soon, probably this week, and to talk about the great history that resides in Cheneyville, Louisiana. Who knew?
Absolutely.
That it was such a town filled with historical landmarks and just a town filled with great history.
Absolutely, and we're talking with Mayor Reggie Allen right now. He will be coming with along with some of his folks from the town to come in and talk about the festive event.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like I said, Cheneyville is a party town. A few weeks ago, they had a party there. You can walk out your house, and it was like you was at a party. They had a party on Bayou Road back there by the bayou.
Oh, my goodness.
And you can walk out your house, and it's like I'm at the party.
Absolutely. And so 200 years of great stuff. And so,
and we're going to have them in. They're going to come in and they're going to talk about it. You know, of course, Mayor Reggie Allen, who is a fine fellow, just has, you know, is going to come in, and he's real articulate, real astute man. And he's going to come in and talk about it. He, and I think along with some of the city council members and, you know, maybe Mayor Reggie Allen, who's no stranger to On Point Talk. Charles Allen.
Yeah.
Let me get that straight. The mayor is Reggie Allen, and city councilman is Charles Allen.
And so, DC, they have got a day filled with activity with, first of all, they're going to have the best car from the 1920s,
yes,
the best car from the 1930s, the best car from the 40s, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and then on up to the 2000s. Then they're going to have the best hot rod from the 70s, the best paint job. You know, people are really digging their paint
job. Bring your candy paint job.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in.
The best paint interior, the best engine compartment, the best motorcycle,
woo-hoo,
and get this, the best antique tractor.
The best antique tractor.
Yes.
How many brothers got some antique tractors?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see. But
it will be.
This spans from 1812, D.C., all the way to 2012. It's Cheneyville, Louisiana's bicentennial, celebrating 200 years.
Absolutely. And they're going to have that domino tournament.
Boy, that's going to be interesting to see. People
Bone slapping. Trees, please.
It used to be, I don't know if people slap bones like they used to, but
they do in Cheneyville.
They do in Cheneyville.
Better eat your Wheaties before you come talking about I want to play.
Absolutely. And so what we're going to do.
What, Charles Ray handed me my butt to me one time playing domino.
I'm going to tell you what. So we're going to go early morning on October the 20th, downtown Alexandria. We're going to pink it out. And then we're going to bring as many of those pinked out people as we possibly can to the 200th anniversary celebration of Cheneyville, Louisiana, celebrating 200 years. That's going to be an incredible time.
Cheneyville's going to put it down.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they like the party.
Absolutely. So we look forward to seeing that and being there in our town, the town that we live in,
and
the town that we love.
And we expect for that festival to blow up. Over the actually turn into a different, because this is their bicentennial.
Mm-hmm.
But Mayor Reggie Allen will probably be on. He'll speak about it because Cheneyville needs a festival.
Absolutely,
you know,
they do.
Like the pie festival, like the corn festival,
mm-hmm,
like the Couchon de Lait.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cheneyville's about to put their thing down.
They're about to put their stamp.
Put it
on
down.
I think they're going to put their
Seville.
Stamp on.
Hey, because they know how to party.
Now, as we talk about celebrating DC, you know, we've been talking about breast cancer and being the change that we want to see in this incredible movement, Susan G. Komen, Race for the Cure. Well, it is 30 years old. The movement started back in 1982. And so that was some 30 years ago. And Komen has since invested nearly $2 billion for breast cancer research, education, advocacy, health services, and social support programs,
yes,
in the United States. and through their partnerships in more than 50 countries. And so we are so honored to be a part of this incredible movement. And we are asking people, October the 11th is the last day to register for the race online at the $25 fee. We're asking people, D.C., to get involved.
And if you register after that, you're not going to be able to be on anybody's team. I mean, you're not going to qualify to be on anybody's team. You're just going to be a walker.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have the standard T-shirt that, you know, most people won't have on because everybody's part of a team.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And so we want to encourage people. And D.C., this is what needs to happen, is you need to go to the website at www.komensinla.org. And then, D.C., when you get to the website, you click on Join a Team.
Right.
And then if you want to join our team, we would absolutely love to have you. But when you look for the teams, if you've got another team that you were interested in joining, all you've got to do is scroll down, and it will give you a list of all of the teams that are already established.
Right.
And so you find your team, and if you want to walk with our team, On Point Talk, then you go there, and they'll ask you just a list of very simple questions. But what a lot of people found, D.C., that wanted to register more than one person, was that's where it got a little bit tricky.
Well, at the end, if you don't push register another person, it's going to take you to the payout. And then you won't be able to use your email address to register again because you've registered.
Mm-hmm.
And you can only use it one time. So if you're registering five people, make for certain that you click on register another person versus next step. Because if you hit next step, it's going to take you to the pay page.
Mm-hmm.
And once you pay, you have to start all over again.
Absolutely. So just a reminder as you're registering, and this is really the last week, and we need all of the people, especially on Team OPT, to get registered because we are getting our T-shirts ready, and we want to make sure that if you would like to be a part of our team, that we have your T-shirt, your size, and that we have everybody on point to walk with our team. So again, it's very, very easy. If you don't feel comfortable going to the website, you can phone us at 318-445-5658.
Of about the 50 people that we have on our team so far, about 15 people called mm-hmm. in and said, hey, just walk me through. And it's not a problem at all. We have absolutely no problem with walking you through the whole process or using your information and doing it from our computer. We've done that a bunch.
Absolutely. And so we just want to make sure, and if you're traveling around about the city, we want to thank the city of Alexandria because I think, again, we were talking about Mayor Roy. I think it's really incredible when the city stands firm with people like Christus Cabrini Hospital and Hickson Automotive to say, you know what, we are the change. We are a city of change. And so we're seeing signs throughout the city that are reminding people to go ahead and get registered for the race. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of the same people that walked in the past 2 years are going to walk again this year.
Yes.
But there should be a lot of new people to come out and experience the anointing and the incredible goodwill of this movement.
Absolutely.
You know, if you have never been a part of volunteerism, and you're looking for something to do, even if it's to just come out and walk, I think that it will be a $25 gift, a seed that you're sowing that you will never regret sowing into the lives of women. And we know the small percentage of men that will get breast cancer. It is something that once we did it for the very first time, we were absolutely hooked.
Absolutely. And it is very important for folks to understand and appreciate that it does not matter how much you give to this cause, because all it is doing is mm-hmm. adding to what others have given.
Mm-hmm.
If you just give what you can give, you're helping the cause and you're being the change that you want to see in this fight against breast cancer.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, you're right on point with that, DC. It doesn't matter how large or how small your donation is. And as we said earlier last week, you know, We wouldn't have thought 1 year ago that we would have been sitting here still fighting for breast cancer, but that we would have our own challenges
right.
with cancer. We never would have thought it. And that's how life, goes.
That's how it is. That's why we're glad to be the change.
Absolutely.
Changes.
Absolutely. It's all about changes. And we're asking you to change with us. We're asking you to say hell no to breast cancer. Be a part of the change that you want to see. Let me get a quick break. We're back after this.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. Hixon has it.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Ray Hyde Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Ray Hyde Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Get ready, Louisiana. The town of Cheneyville is presenting the 200th Anniversary Festival, October 20th and 21st. It's Cheneyville's bicentennial celebration of rich culture and history. The festival kicks off on Saturday, October 20th at 10 a.m. with the parade starting at the Cheneyville New Town Hall. Then get ready to slap some bones with the Domino Tournament. Classic Car Show is next, blow-up slides and activities for the kids, arts and crafts, and later the fireworks display on the bayou. Come enjoy music, food, fellowship, and fun. There's no festival like a Cheneyville festival. The town of Cheneyville presents its Bicentennial Festival and Celebration 2012.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop, where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Get back in the race at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Right now, get the vehicle you want with new and used auto loans as low as 1.49% APR with member loyalty discounts at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Race in now. This special rate is available only through October 12th. Think a new or new-to-you vehicle isn't in the cards this year? Think again. With rates this low, you can get every member of the family back into the race and across the finish line. New and used auto loans with rates as low as 1.49% APR. Now, only at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Quoted rate is the lowest available and will be based on your credit history. Rates and terms subject to change without notice. Heart of Louisiana CU will not refinance existing Heart of Louisiana CU loans at this APR. Federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums. Enjoy annual festival fun. Recreate at our golf courses and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or find your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, I'm Katie Vanderlick, Executive Director of the YWCA, and I would like to thank Carlette Christmas with On Point Talk for helping us nurture kids and their potential. Thanks, Team OPT, for helping us in the Central Louisiana community.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, log on to HixonHasIt.com. Hixon is also a proud presenting sponsor, again, for the third year for the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. You can go to their website at HixonHasIt.com, or you could visit them in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. Get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Kyle is a good neighbor, serving of oils and surrounding areas. The number to phone is 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works. Expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, well, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. The Of Oils Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Of Oils Parish. Now, if you are just joining the OPT Network this morning, we're trying to encourage and remind every single person within the sounds of our voices how important, how critically important it is to connect with this year's Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And every year it's important, but this year especially, it's the third year for the race, and we want it to be, we want every year to grow bigger, better, and greater. And really what it is, DC, it's a celebration of life, of love, and a celebration of hope.
Yes.
And so, you know, I was thinking about the story of how this evolution, this movement has evolved. And it's really two sisters, one sister who promised another sister, Nancy Brinker, whom we had on the show last year, who promised her sister, Susan, that was dying of breast cancer, a very young woman in her early 30s, promised her that she would not quit until a cure was found.
Right.
And this, her promise, the purity of that promise and the love for her sister has turned into a global movement. And she herself, at about age 37, fought and is a breast cancer survivor as well, the same deadly disease that killed her sister. She was also plagued with some years later. And so this is why we think it's critically important, and that every single day, either someone in our own family, ourselves, or someone we know very well has been diagnosed with some sort of cancer. And so we can't think of a more important movement to be involved in. And so what DC created, along with Team OPT last year, was the Super Mega Raffle. It started off, DC, as the Mega Raffle. And then it grew so big
right
that it just super mega raffle right. just it, wasn't big enough.
Right. It started off as just that we knew we were going to put a lot of items in it. We just didn't know how much the people in and around Central Louisiana would actually participate with it.
Mm-hmm.
And so the businesses participate to give more and more prizes, and that allows for more prizes for the good folks who give their donations to win. And somebody's going to win,
mm-hmm.
just like last year, you know. And I was fortunate enough to see the car that we gave to Miss Loretta,
mm-hmm.
and it is in tip-top condition. It is running and driving real well. And this year, we expect to try to furnish somebody's home, because I'm thinking, you know, as I, you know, process the whole process.
As you process the whole process?
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm thinking maybe a living room set,
uh-huh.
because we have the wash machine with the money toward the dryer. We have the recliner.
Mm-hmm.
We may as well try to put a living room set and a bedroom set in it. I mean,
wow.
So if you're out there and you're saying, man, I'm about to get me an apartment and I don't have anything to put in it, or I've got an apartment and I'd like to go bigger or something like that, we're about to make it possible
mm-hmm.
for you to win this super mega raffle and win these prizes. And so I'm going to be out there grinding to try to make sure that we can get the kind of things that, you know, I'm having this vision to want to put in it and get it put in.
And, you know, it's really ironic, because this is how it started last year, with a vision. And we are very visual people, but we're also people that believe in speaking and believing and speaking. And we believe that we can have those things that we say, because that's what right. the word says. And so we started saying, DC said, I believe we're going to get a car to put in the raffle. And I'm like, where in the world?
Right.
Are we getting? But God knew. And so one of the visions that I had was that somebody out there is believing God for a washing machine.
Yes.
And it's just such great favor. We want to thank the Twin Cities, Alexandria and Pineville Lowe's, for being such incredible givers to this community.
Absolutely.
And partners.
Absolutely.
To this community, that when we went in to see the manager over at Pineville, Richard, he said, you got that.
Absolutely.
And then not only did he didn't just give us any old washing machine, y'all. Ladies, I went and picked you out a nice washing machine.
It's a nice washing machine. It's valued at $500.
He wanted to give one particular one, and I said, I went over and kind of hugged the washing machine that I had in my vision, and I was saying, I was believing for this one.
Absolutely. It is a nice one, Mother. And, oh, did I call you Mother?
You did. That's okay.
But
it's a GE. It's really, yes, really nice.
It's really, really nice. We're going to probably put all of these things on the website.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're out there and you're hearing us talk about the Super Mega Raffle and you would like to become a part of it, doesn't matter if you're in Monroe, doesn't matter if you're in Natchitoches, it doesn't matter if you're in Shreveport, Opelousas, Ville Platte, wherever you are, and you say, look, I'd like to be the change.
Lake Charles.
I'd like to mm-hmm. be the change that I would like to see in this fight against breast cancer. I don't have a lot of money to give, but I can help y'all to move some of those Super Mega Raffle tickets. And let me share this with you. They're not hard to sell.
No.
They're only $5. And anybody can sell 25, 30, 50 of these tickets, because the people who listen to the show, we're going to let them know that you have the tickets. As a matter of fact, do I have my list today? We're going to let the general public know who you are and that you have the tickets. And so they'll be able to call you, your friends, your loved ones, and say, mm-hmm. look, I'd like to, not only would I like to help in the fight against breast cancer, because that's what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy a ticket, you are helping in the fight against breast cancer. And the thing I love about this call so much is it doesn't matter how large or how small you get involved in it,
mm-hmm.
as long as you get involved in it.
Absolutely.
And so if you only buy one raffle ticket or you give $1,000, you're still a part of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
So we would ask you, we would try to impress upon your heart to join us in this movement. Be the change that you would like to see in the fight against breast cancer. Be the change.
Mm-hmm.
Call us, 318-445-5658. That's 318-445-5658. 1-800-878-5858. That is the On Point offices. As most of you know, we don't hang at the radio station. Once our show is over, we go to our own office and we do business from there.
Mm-hmm.
Contact us there and we will put you in this mix. It is a good mix to be in.
Absolutely.
It is not a take movement.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a take movement. It is a give movement. Give and it should be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. But you need to be a giver too.
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to cultivate, DC, a community of givers.
Absolutely.
And a community of...
And know that when you give to us, we're not giving it to our bank account and spending it. We're giving it to a foundation that is going to help this community.
Absolutely.
Okay? There is differences in things that you give to. Know where the money that you're giving is going.
Absolutely.
Know where it's going.
Absolutely. And that's really what it's all about. It's about the changes that we all make every single year in our lives, where you go from being in a healthy place to a not so healthy place, from being seemingly healthy to having cancer. And so we want the monies to stay here in our community, and we want to have enough money for those people that need various different things like mammograms.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that Angie texted in, Angie Roberts from Christus Cabrini Hospital, who has been such an integral part of this movement, she said, you know what, you guys should ask Pastor Augustine if you can have a pink worship service. And I believe that he would absolutely love that. And, you know, I just want to say again to Pastor Augustine, he is one of those great and unique people that have invited us into his place of worship, into God's house, to come in and to talk to the women of his congregation and to the people of his congregation. And Pastor Augustine and Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, if you're listening, we would love to make October 28th a Worship in Pink Sunday, where we want to come and we want to really just
Absolutely.
Get up close and personal and be able to be the change that we want to see in our communities.
That is a wonderful deal. If it's good enough to pink out the NFL, we should be able to pink out a couple of services.
Absolutely.
I mean, that is a wonderful idea. And you know, you don't have to wear all pink. Just put on some pink and we know, you know, you're about to call.
Absolutely. And so there are so many wonderful ways to give back to this cause. And I know people are saying, you know, there's so many causes. And yes, there are
a lot of good causes,
a lot of great causes.
Right.
But the only way that we'll know about any cause is that you bring it to our attention. And we need more leaders. We need more leaders to step up.
Absolutely.
And to not worry about who's leading, but to get behind something. And we've said it many times, the way into your own vision, into your own dreams, is to get behind someone else's. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. This is not David and Carlette Christmas or On Point Talk. This is Susan G. Komen's
Absolutely.
Vision.
And there's not just our calls. You know, you've got Tony's got the domestic violence calls, which is an excellent cause. You know, you can give to that. He's doing good work. You know, we're doing the breast cancer. I mean, you know, there's some calls that you can be a part of, but you got to be a part of something. You know, you don't want to just be a stump in the road.
And, you know, as we become a part of Susan G. Komen's
That's a newism.
Stump in the water. Yeah, that is a newism. You don't want to be a stump in the road.
We don't want to just go around you.
And you know what? As we fight.
I have to pick you up and move you out of the road.
I know. As we fight for.
You're a stump.
You're a mess. DC. As we fight for this cause, we're believing God that we're sowing a seed into the things that God has shown us. So we have just elected to get on board with a movement that we believe in that has affected our lives and our family and our communities. And so, you know, this is what we believe that God is calling us to do. But this by no stretch of the imagination is, quote unquote, a cause that we founded or that we came up with.
Right.
This is a cause that's been out there for some 30 years.
Absolutely. And it's working.
And it's working.
It's working. Be the change that you want to see. Help us in this fight against breast cancer. Give us a call. Sell some mega raffle tickets. They're easy to sell.
And we haven't even talked about the super mega raffle and the list and how it's growing.
It's too long to go over. We got another break. It's so long and it's getting longer.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, but anybody who sells some of the tickets, we give you a list of the prizes. So it makes it really easy. Once somebody say, okay, what is it? And you show them the list, they're like, oh, I'll be glad to have 1, 6. Give me 10 of them, sir.
Hey,
can
this
I have 10,
hey, please? This is what we want to do too, DC. We want everybody to mark their calendar for October the 28th. Yeah. We want to see you worship in pink at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in the big town of Cottonport.
We're going to put them on blast.
Louisiana.
Because they have no problem giving.
Absolutely.
Give and it should be given back to you.
Oh, yeah. Those principles absolutely work.
I know what. I blessed Pastor Augustine yesterday. I'm going to have to give him a call. Because we broke bread.
That's the way we do it.
Break bread with us. I'm breaking bread back. I'm not going to let you outgive me. I don't care who you are.
I love that. Hey, we need some zeros, and we need to put the 1 in front of it so that we can be a perfect 10, y'all. Stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. SHBnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Every employer's done it, wasted precious time and money on employees that should never have been hired to begin with. So here's the remedy. Learn how to hire right the first time. October 8th and 9th, you can learn from this comprehensive seminar presented by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation, City of Alexandria, Central Louisiana Business League, in alliance with Louisiana Department of Economic Development, and you may qualify for assistance. Call Margaret now, 318-442-3593. 318-442-3593. Hire right the first time. Call now.
Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Since when did spicy become just about the heat? I like my food with a little kick, not a blazing inferno. Spicy food should get back to its roots. Flavor. That's why I love the new spicy chicken McBites from McDonald's. These crispy, juicy, perfectly seasoned bites of delicious chicken have just the right mix of spices, giving me the perfect balance of the enjoyable heat I crave and that Mickey D's flavor I love.
The simple joy of a spicy kick that tastes good. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. It's Monday, 8:53 a.m., and today is October the 8th. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, what an incredible team. In Bunkie, the number is 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, the number is 337-942-9939. And we just want to remind you about the workshop that is happening today at the Rapides Business and Career Solutions Center, Turning Around Employee Turnover. And really what they're going to be talking about is employee turnover. It's a common problem in many organizations, and it's been estimated that on average it costs companies one-third of a new hire's annual salary to replace an employee. So you can take part in that seminar today and tomorrow, and it's going to be at 5610, that's 5610 B Coliseum Boulevard, right here in Alexandria. And the number is 318-767-6030. It is going to be held from 4:30 p.m. to 7:30. They're going to have a lot of great topics, and it's a great conversation and one that you really don't want to miss. So mark your calendar for that on today and tomorrow. Now, switching gears, we're back to the Super Mega Raffle.
Super.
And what we need, DC, is we need salespeople.
We need closers.
We need
entrepreneurs.
Closers.
We need people who, we need people with the right heart. Because really, if you want to be the change that you would like to see in this fight, we will arm you with the tools that's necessary to be successful. That's what we will do. And if you have an idea for a fundraiser, if you're out there in the listening audience or the trade area and you say, you know what, I have an idea that I believe can raise funds, you don't have to spend any of your money. We have absolutely no problem with funding it.
Mm-hmm.
After you run it by us, we say, okay, we like that idea. I believe it can go. We will help you to make it go.
Absolutely.
Because Darlene Saint-Germain is about to put a humdinger together.
And what about...
Lean is she's about to put it down. Y'all know how she does it.
Oh, yeah, she does it big.
She does it big.
And what about...
Everything is big at Sylvia.
And what about Cedric Williams, Big Easy?
Big Easy is on the move, man. Cedric does an absolutely wonderful job. Of course, he's an educator here in Central Louisiana in Rapides Parish. And every year he comes up with new and innovative ways to raise money at the schools to help in this fight against breast cancer. He is a minister. He is a socialite and a fine fella.
A socialite.
Cedric, he's just a fine fella.
Yeah, he is.
There's no other way to, you know, people know him. He went to Peabody. And he is just a fine fella. And he's always coming up with new and innovative ways to be the change that he would like to see. And he's a leader.
Mm-hmm.
He is a leader. He is a leader of men and a leader of people. And that's what we're looking for, people to step up and use the gifts and talents that God has given you to do something for someone other than yourself.
Oh, you said that was such...
Like Uncle New.
Yes, such newest...
Help somebody else.
Absolutely. And, you know, we love it when we get people like Darlene Saint-Romain and Cedric Williams and all of the people that have called us and said...
There's a lot of people.
You know, I have this idea. Can you help? And we've said that we would take the initial investment cost on our backs to create something that would work, something that would raise money so that we can be even bigger givers this year than we were last year.
Yes.
And we said it early on, and we just want, let me just add this caveat to the conversation.
And as a matter of fact, we may be putting together a banquet for the people who assisted in this fight.
Mm-hmm.
That might be something we can put together where after it's all over, we put together a banquet and people come together and we recognize the people who were actually helping in the change.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be something we may put together. I think we will, depending on if there's as many people that raised up last year. We're going to put a banquet together and honor the people who decided to help in this fight against breast cancer.
Hey, before I forget, let me just say good morning to Tara Holm, Jennifer Tishner,
Jay Tish.
Listening to the OPT
Jay
Network.
Tish, y'all go to Tara Holm and purchase some of those fine gifts they have over there.
I tell you one thing. If you've got a birthday, if you've got an anniversary coming up, Tara Holm is the most incredible, uniquely put together store that you could go and visit. Jennifer, thank you for being a change that you want to see.
Way to go, Jen.
In our
Jay
community.
Tish.
Yo, there's always so much to say, so little time, it seems, to say it in. But you got to go to the website, y'all. October the 11th is the last day to register online. It's triple
this
W.
Week.
This week, it's www.komen, K-O-M-E-N, sinlaw.org. Call our offices, 318-445-5658. We are happy to help you to get registered. Y'all, let's make this race bigger, better, greater than last year. But you know what? It takes us all. You know, put whatever boot you might have aside.
Put it aside.
You know, be
it's stopping
happy.
Stopping you from running. The boot is stopping you from being successful. Put the boot away.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
Let's build something together.
That it's not cute.
Like Lowe's.
Let's build something. It's not cute to have a boot, ladies. It is so unattractive. And you know what? You can't win with a boot. Generosity rules the day. It rules the world. And you know what? We're going to just keep talking about it until people get it. Until we see change and movement. Remember the branch and the vine and the branch. Y'all, we're so out of time. We want to thank you so very, very much for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network. We do. The only reason why we talk about all of these things is because we love you. You got to love yourself. And then when you love yourself,